The proper bonding of orthodontic brackets to enamel is one of the most important things that we do clinically. We would like to have brackets that stay on as long as we need them, but then are easily removed with little cleanup when we are done. In addition, we would like to conserve as much enamel in this whole process as possible. In recent years, self-etching primers have been available that simplify the bonding process by eliminating the rinsing and drying. But there have been conflicting results about the bond strengths they provide. Now there is an additional option, a non-rinse conditioner, which eliminates the rinsing of the conditioner but still requires a primer. To help provide more information about these two alternatives compared to conventional acid etching, Dr. Vicente and colleagues from Spain published the results of their research in the April 2006 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics. This research was done in the laboratory on extracted human premolars. 65 premolars were divided into three groups for bond strength testing. The first group had conventional phosphoric acid etching, followed by a primer and light cured composite. The second group used a self-etching primer, followed by the same light cured composite. The third group used a non-rinse conditioner, which was placed on the tooth, then quickly air dried, and followed by primer and the light cured composite. All materials were used according to manufacturer's instructions. After 24 hours, the brackets were tested for shear bond strength in a universal testing machine, and the remaining composite on the tooth scored using the adhesive remnant index. 12 additional premolars were conditioned using the three techniques and then viewed in a scanning electron microscope to look at the etching pattern that occurred. The results showed no significant bond strength differences among the three conditioning techniques. After debonding, however, there was less composite left on the enamel when the self-etching primer or the non-rinse conditioner were used. The electron micrographs showed a less aggressive etching pattern with the non-rinse conditioner, whereas the self-etching primer looked more similar to a conventional phosphoric acid etch. The authors were quick to point out that this was a laboratory test only, and laboratory results have not always translated to clinical success. These results were encouraging, though, since the use of the alternative conditioning techniques showed similar bond strength results, but potentially less enamel loss and easier enamel cleanup. If you're interested in more details of the study investigating alternative enamel conditioning systems, look for the article entitled Self-Etching Primer and a Non-Rinse Conditioner versus Phosphoric Acid, Alternative Methods for Bonding Brackets, in the April 2006 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.